Mailbag with Jeremy and Joe.
You've got mail.
Peace, Joe. I'm Jeremy. We're Jeremy and Joe, and it's our mailbag. 713-780-3776. What do you want Jeremy and Joe to answer you? What do you want us to learn you? 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Our guy, Pena. Pena, what's your question for Jeremy and Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? So my question for y'all this week is, since y'all travel a lot on the road, who has the best gas station hot dog, and what is y'all's chips, if y'all get chips, and soda or whatever beverage? Thank y'all. Have a great day.
Man, I don't get gas station hot dogs, typically.
Same.
No. But I will risk it for...
A biscuit?
A taquito.
From where?
I like the 7-Eleven ones.
Really?
Yep, I'll do it.
I haven't done a gas station taquito in my entire life.
I'll do it.
I won't do the gas station hot dogs. I don't like hot dogs, really. I got real sick on a ballpark hot dog at Shea Stadium once. So I usually only eat hot dogs at like places that are fresh. Like, I can't do gas station hot dogs. I mean, I'll go to Buc-ee's. I like Buc-ee's brisket. I like their burrito. Their burrito's pretty good.
I think it's like more traveling. Like, you're not near a Buc-ee's.
Maybe, like, have you ever heard of Wawa's?
Yep.
Wawa has, like, decent sandwiches and, like, wraps, stuff like that.
Yeah.
QT's not bad with the stuff that they have. Quick Trip, they have some decent stuff. Pretty good. They have hot dogs and, like, taquitos you might like, Joe. Now, my favorite chip, probably... You don't really see a whole lot of these. The Zapp's Hotter and Hot Jalapeno. Those are my favorite chips that exist. Usually a jalapeno guy. You know what's like low-key? I think low-key underrated? Those Munchie chips.
Those are good. I like Funyuns.
Oh, Funyuns are
those
great.
Those are my go-to on the road.
Love Funyuns.
Go-to on the road, Funyuns.
I usually, when I'm driving, though, I'll usually like have sunflower seeds. I've also tried to make the switch to pumpkin seeds because they have more protein.
Okay.
Yeah, because it kind of keeps you occupied, engaged.
Yeah, see, the reason I don't like it just depends on how long I'm driving for, because the problem with sunflower seeds is that you need a lot of water. And it's salty.
Yeah, it can mess up your throat and your mouth and all that.
Yeah.
What's your drink?
Usually Gatorade.
Oh, really? I'm a soda guy. That's one of my big vices are sodas. But I like the fountain sodas more than I like just the bottle
I've
sodas.
I've been really cutting back.
Yeah, I've tried myself.
I've been like, we've been Topo Chico, like flavored.
Oh, I like
in
the
a
same.
Can.
Bubbly water?
Yeah, I've been big into that recently.
A little bit of the
recently.
Bubbly?
Yeah.
Circle
trying,
K.
I'm trying to do like one soda a week.
What's your favorite bubbly water flavor? I have a couple. Bellini Bliss.
I just like the lime.
Yeah, those are solid.
Yeah, that's usually my go-to. Because if you try a different brand, they're usually the best one. So it's like it's like the one where it's hard to go wrong.
Yeah.
So usually I go like lime. The one I have right now is lime and mint. Can't really taste the mint.
Interesting. There's another. I can't remember what this one's called. I like Bellini Bliss, and then there's another one called like Sunrise something Sunset. I can't remember what it is, but it's good. Strawberry Sunset maybe. A little bubbly. A little bit of the bubbly. Circle K hot dogs are the best, says a junkie. Quick Trip has the best hot dogs, says a junkie. All right, 713-780-3776. What is your question for Jeremy and Joe? Eric the Buyer, if y'all could have a sit-down interview with any athlete living or dead, who would you pick?
Oh, man. Last night turns me off a little bit. But it would be Michael. He's the GOAT. One-on-one with Michael Jordan.
He doesn't seem like a great time. He doesn't seem that interesting.
I just have a couple questions.
Like, he seems super, like, whatever. Like, kind of, like, nonchalant. Like, doesn't really feel interested. You know, I think my answer would be Muhammad Ali.
That'd be, yep.
Because, like, he's always a great time.
And he's very honest.
And he propelled, like, Howard Cosell. You know what I mean? Maybe he could propel Branham. I could be the next Howard Cosell because of Cassius Clay. Tell it like it is.
I like that.
Give me Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard for me to... If I had the opportunity to sit down with Jordan, I just don't know
I hear
to
you.
Say no to it.
Yeah, you're a homer. I get it.
Yep.
Another junkie, I had a random thought today. With Houston on track to become bigger than Chicago in the next 10 years, what are the chances we have more than one pro franchise in a sport, like New York, L.A., Chicago?
I think it's small. But I don't think it's impossible.
I think it's impossible.
You think so?
Yeah. I do.
I just want, like, If the NFL wanted to expand, where are they going?
The NFL?
Yeah.
London.
The answer's not Mexico a second team City. In Houston.
Like, I mean, San Antonio and Austin. Probably not Austin.
I don't think either one would get a team. But like, I think Dallas would allow that.
I think Houston would be more likely to get a second team before those two markets would.
I just don't.
What's the threat? Because, like, there's always a threat. And I don't think London's not a real threat.
I mean,
like, it's like, you don't build a stadium, we're going to leave. Where are they going to threaten to go to?
I don't think you could. I mean, do you have, is Houston, I know that population's going to be third, but do they have a big enough market to support two different pro sports in teams in a single sport?
I think
no chance in baseball. Unless the teams are doing really well, you're not, like, packing the dike.
No, I think it'd only be an NFL team.
Even then.
If you put an NFC team in Houston,
I don't think so.
The people who never got on the bandwagon with the Texans, I wonder, like, because we hear it.
No, I don't think so, man. I think you would have to put it, like, north of the Woodlands. Yeah. Best. I don't think there's any chance, man.
I mean, part of the reason people haven't jumped on the bandwagon is because we're a transplant city and they took their own fandom with them. Like, yeah. I don't think adding an NFC team solves that.
Someone said it would be good for Nashville to get a professional football team.
Agreed.
I see what you did there. Chicago doesn't support the White Sox as another junkie. That's Joe's favorite team, junkie.
But they will. They will.
Joe loves the White Sox.
When they leave the hood, they will get supported.
That's messed up.
It's the truth. It's not fun to go there.
I'll let them know you said that. Do you prefer the digital rearview mirror, or do you like the old school rearview mirror?
Old school. I've only had the digital once or twice in rental cars. Yeah. Kind of threw me off.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. It kind of, like, messes with me, too. Like, you know also what I don't like? I don't like when I'm behind a vehicle that has the digital rearview mirror. That distracts me as well.
Yeah.
I'm pretty vanilla when it comes to my vehicles.
I mean, I like having the, like, when I'm in reverse.
I don't really love any of the new school stuff. Yeah, I like it in reverse.
Yeah,
I like
that,
it in
reverse. But that's it. Like,
but even then, use your mirrors, dog.
I do like, I have my car has the alert on the mirror.
Yeah.
If there's a car to my, you know, in my blind spot, I like that. But sometimes it doesn't work.
Really?
Yep. Don't understand it. Sometimes it's been, like, it works when there's a car there. But sometimes it gets stuck. Like, there's no one on the highway near me. And it says there's someone to my left. I'm like, that's not right. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, I don't like any of the new, really. The only thing that I really like that's, like, new and modern, I guess, like, the Apple, what's it called?
CarPlay?
CarPlay on Apple.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the only thing that I need that is, like, next gen.
Yeah.
Anything else I could do without, quite frankly. And, in fact, like, a lot of times they screw up. I don't like that. There's a lot of old mechanics, actually, that will refuse to work on new cars because they've become a lot more technological.
Well, and there's a lot of stuff that's not readily available.
Yeah, that too.
Which is a huge problem for me as well.
All three of y'all are dads. What's y'all's favorite thing to hit the dad tax on y'all's kids? Mine's easy.
Fruit snacks?
Mine's Halloween candy.
Halloween candies? Yeah. Yeah.
Or the goldfish.
Goldfish is good.
I like the dad
tax. Halloween candy is the easy one. But like on every day? Fruit snacks.
I'm not a huge fruit snack guy.
I love them.
Is the government controlling the weather with chemtrails?
Probably not.
I think this is a fact.
But maybe.
Maybe not the government per se, but I forget what it's called. Isn't it called like cloud seeding? This happens. There's actually a big theory about it out in West Texas over the summer. I don't want to dive too much into conspiracy radio. And that was the rest of the story. No, but this is a known fact that they cloud seed.
Is it?
Yeah. Fact. It's inarguable.
I don't know much about that stuff.
Yeah, they cloud seed. Best single performance by an all-time athlete in sports? ? Ohtani game 4?
Yeah, it's Ohtani.
I don't think so.
Really?
No, I mean, you could probably go way back in the day. I'm sure, like, the old school, like, pitchers probably had a 3-home run game.
I think, like, in the playoffs, that's why I put Ohtani.
See, could you go Ohtani over, like, Reggie Jackson then? Because Reggie Jackson did his in the World Series, whereas Ohtani did it in the least stressful LCS game one could have.
That's true.
Like, how much are you valuing the stakes here? How much weight are you putting on the stakes?
Yeah, because the stakes could be higher.
No doubt. I mean, but this was LCS, not World Series, yeah. And it was with a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, but to still have that performance, he's the only player that in our lifetime can do something like that.
He's a unicorn.
Like, it's remarkable.
I saw somebody with a take that we're probably, like, not talking enough about his greatness.
I agree.
I do, too.
I even saw last night people talking about him versus Bonds. It's like, if you just do the math, like, if he played the same amount of games that Bonds plays, which he won't,
right,
the numbers aren't that different.
Huh. I also think that he was betting on sports, though.
I also think the same exact
thing. That that bookie, that Ipe, how do you say his friend's name? Ipe?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. He's in jail. He's doing, like, the podcast circuit, and I've been seeing some of these on TikTok at Jeremy J. Branham. And this the translator was betting six figures on games. And, like, he went to him and was like, hey, I need the wire or whatever. And he said that Shohei Ohtani sent the wire for, like, $1 million.
Yes, I 100% think Ohtani, he's either the dumbest person on the planet or he was gambling on sports.
I think he was absolutely gambling on sports.
I think so,
and they
too.
Covered it up so quickly 100%. And easily. Like, the translator's not betting six figures on sports. No. Here's the other thing. Like, he started, the bookie guy started off by saying, like, he met him, like, in a poker game with, like, the Dodgers players or whatever. Actually, the Angels players. It was whenever when he was at the Angels. And he's like, they were thick as thieves. They were, like, they were closer than best friends. They were, like, brothers. It started off by he was betting, like, $5,000. He got, like, six figures in the hole. And I was like, man, I need a wire before I can grant you another line of credit. He said he sent it like that. Sent it like that. And then he went from, like, that size of bet to betting six figures on games. And then whenever he lost, he sent it like that. What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, Shohei was betting on sports.
He was 100% was betting on sports. Who was the Braves player? Wasn't there a minor leaguer with the Braves organization that was with the Angels? And they got caught betting on sports this year? Like, there was someone else involved in, like, within that same organization. An organization that's clearly a scumbag organization. Los Angeles Angels. That, like, yeah, he was betting on sports. It's a giant cover-up. I don't know if we'll ever get the full truth because...
No, never. Never getting the full truth.
Like, he fell on the sword. The translator. But...
He did.
I think it's very obvious, honestly.
I do, too. Do you think the Blue Jays win game one because the Dodgers have rested too much?
Yes.
I don't. I think this is going to be a quick series. I think the Dodgers win, like, five games.
Really?
Yeah, I really don't have any interest either. My interest in the baseball playoffs died when the Mariners got eliminated.
I want to see the Blue Jays win it.
I do, too. But I really don't care that much.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch a lot of it. I'll watch it if it's on. If the Rockets aren't playing, I got nothing else to do. Might throw it on.
Yeah.
But it's also peak TV season. Like, there's all these new shows coming out and everything. I got things to watch. I got to watch The Challenge.
The Challenge tonight.
Yep.
Must-see TV.
Yep.
The morning show.
Like, I'll watch it on Friday because we're going to be in a sport. I'm going to be in a sports book on Friday night. So, like, I'll watch Game 1 of the World Series because it's on there.
You're not going to watch the Rockets casual?
It'll be on there, too. They have a lot of TVs at LaBerge.
Do you top off your pulled pork sandwich with coleslaw?
Not a big coleslaw guy.
I used to hate it when I was a kid. I've grown to like coleslaw. It's not coleslaw either. It's coleslaw. Definitely Ron Burgundy.
There's only a couple.
Branham baby loves coleslaw. It's weird.
I don't put it on a lot.
I don't mind it on. I never think to do it, but if you handed me a pulled pork sandwich with coleslaw on it, I would be all in. I like it. Yeah, it's like a nice refreshing, like, contrast of flavors.
Yeah.
I would like it to be cold, though. Because then you like combine the chill factor with, like, a piping hot pulled pork.
Yeah, the only time I really eat it is on, like, shrimp tacos.
Okay. Like a little... I see what you're saying. Yeah. I forget what they would call that kind of slaw. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's the only time I do it. So I'm not really big into it.
I don't... Like, pulled pork is good. Don't get me wrong. But it's never my go-to whenever I eat barbecue, though. Like, give me brisket, give me ribs.
Yep.
I'll take chicken and turkey a lot of times over pulled pork, depending on the place.
I like turkey a lot. I feel like it's underrated at barbecue places.
I think so, too.
Like, not eating enough.
The smoke on it?
Yep. It's Joseph's number one thing.
Coleslaw?
Is turkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whenever we get barbecue, like, that's what he wants.
That's interesting.
I don't know why, but that's what he loves.
I bought barbecue home on Saturday. Little Brandon baby ate it all.
We had barbecue on Saturday, too.
It's good. It's great minds. What's the coach's name for the Chargers? It's Jim Harbaugh because he's a Michigan man. Boom. Do you eat Spam from a can?
Nope.
Have you ever?
No.
I think I did when I was, like, really young, like, once.
Never.
You know, it's big in Hawaii.
Yes.
It's like a delicacy over there.
I mean, I know you can, like, cook it up, but, like, no, I've never had Spam.
Really disappointed with the food in Hawaii when I went.
Never been.
Yeah.
I'm not as well traveled as you are.
The only thing I really liked there was their chicken on rice.
Okay.
But other than that, like, the food was very poor.
Did you do a resort kind of a thing, or?
No, no. Just, I went there twice.
For work, or just because?
No, work.
Okay.
Hawaii Bowl, and then the Diamond Head Classic.
Okay.
Yeah. We stayed in a nice hotel, but it wasn't a resort.
Yeah, I want to go to Hawaii, but it's so expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive.
We can't even get an NHL team, and you guys are talking about doubling up football and
they're
baseball
getting
teams.
An NHL team.
I'm not talking about that. Joe's talking about that. We said no.
They're getting
don't,
an NHL
don't pair
team.
Us together. I don't want to be a pea in a pod with Joe.
They're getting an NHL team, too.
When?
They're going to be in the next wave of expansion.
When?
In the next 5 years.
You answer questions like my wife.
Because I don't know when they're going to expand, but in the next 5 years, they're going to happen.
When is it going to happen? Well, the weather looks nice.
They're going to have one soon. The NHL is going to expand to like 36 teams. And I think, so that's what, four more teams? One of them is going to be in Canada. The other three will be in the United States.
Do you like bologna?
I used to do bologna and ketchup all the time as a kid. Don't eat it anymore.
Sometimes I'll eat it by itself.
Really?
Not a huge fan of it, though.
I need to try bologna with spicy ketchup now, I feel like.
Spam musubi slaps. That's the thing they do in Hawaii. They make it look like sushi. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's like this huge thing of Spam, and then they like wrap it with like seaweed stuff, and then they serve it to you.
Okay.
It looks terrible.
Are you a big sushi guy?
Love sushi.
Yeah, that's one of our go-tos.
Love sushi. Do you get the raw stuff?
Sometimes. Not as frequently, but...
Have you ever had unagi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a huge unagi guy.
I like the eel.
That's unagi.
Yeah, I know. Is it really?
Yes.
Casual.
I forgot the names.
You just embarrassed yourself so badly there.
That was pretty bad. Chucky the Day nomination.
That is ridiculous. Have you had unagi? Yeah, I love it. I love
Joe
the
eel. Joe was totally posturing, trying to pretend like he knew the sushi game, and then he got caught in the
totally
line.
Totally was.
Yeah. That was total posture there. Yeah, I know what that is.
You just got so badly. Spam and eggs, breakfast tacos are legit. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. No, thank you. No, Pat. No, thanks.
Thick sliced bologna with a fried egg and a slice of cheese between two pieces of toast. I would try that. It doesn't sound that appetizing. Barbecue bologna. Uncle Barney says you got to cook bologna. I'm good. I'm good. I'm gonna cook chicken. I'm going to cook steak. I'm not going to cook bologna.
Oh.
You all right, Joe?
Yeah. Just disappointed in myself.
Have you ever made mashed potatoes using cauliflower instead of potatoes?
I've never made it, but I've had it.
I've done the bag. I've never actually mashed my own cauliflower.
You ever tried the cauliflower pizza crust?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's
I don't
not
like
good.
It. I made homemade french fries Monday.
Okay.
Remember I said I was going to dabble with that? They were great.
They're great.
Best barbecue in Houston, J Bar M, baby.
Agreed.
J Bar M barbecue. You guys are giving me diabetes through my speaker.
I think we've been like relatively normal with the food conversations. Not diabetes worthy.
Spam with ketchup and rice and eggs is elite meal. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could do that. You ever do the rice breakfast thing where like they put a little bit of sugar in it, it comes like a little bit creamy?
No.
You put like butter on it, butter, sugar sometimes.
No, I've never done that.
It's like white rice that you have like left over. You put a little bit of butter on it. You put a little bit of sugar in it.
For breakfast?
I think it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's poor man's grits because grits are kind of like, you know,
but,
poor
yeah,
food.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of like grits a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll try it then.
Yeah,
I like grits.
Fletch says Spam musubi is good, but teriyaki sauce is needed. Spam on a skillet tastes like bacon. Does it? Okay, I'll have to try that then.
I mean, I
love teriyaki sauce. Like you can give me pretty much anything with teriyaki sauce, and I'm going to eat it.
I'm not
love
a big
teriyaki sauce.
Not big in teriyaki sauce.
Really?
Yeah. Don't know why.
Really? If I wasn't going to go J Bar M though, and I had to choose other places, Corkscrew in Spring is phenomenal. Phenomenal brisket. This guy says Pinkerton's is number one. Yeah, Pinkerton's pretty good too. Fried bologna and rice with Tabasco and ketchup is, he says, it's bonk.
That must be good.
Yeah, I guess that's good. I don't know that term. Spam and fried rice actually works. Why are we talking so much about Spam?
I don't know. People like Spam.
Homemade french fry tip. Fry them, then pull them out, set them about a minute or two, and then drop them back in. See, I'm trying not to deep fry them, though. I'm trying to keep my cholesterol
down. Air fryer?
I use the air fryer.
Yeah.
So I cut them up, dice them into a fry. I soaked them in ice water and some salt.
Yep, get the starch out.
For 30 minutes, and then I put them in the air fryer. And then they were good. Like, they didn't taste much different than what you would buy at like a fast food place. And obviously they're healthier for you because, one, they're fresh potatoes, and they're not deep fried in oil.
Getting the starch out was a big difference the first time we did it versus the second time.
Yeah.
We didn't take the time to do that the first time, and then we did it the next time we made fries, and I was like, oh, okay, this can work.
Chicken katsu is fantastic. I do like chicken katsu. Katsu, however you say that. Arroz con leche. Bang, bang, Niner gang. See, I don't love the leche in it. Vienna sausage is better than Spam. Also terrible. Have you ever done sardines?
I have.
My grandma used to keep sardines in her cabinet, and I tried them once. I was like, eh, that's probably the last time.
I've never had them again. I've tried them in the air fryer. Good. Give them a little crispy. Warm them up a little bit. Way better.
Really?
Yeah.
What is your favorite canned food?
Tuna.
Really? I don't like canned tuna. I'd probably go chili. Like the Wolf's brand?
Yeah, Wolf's brand's fine.
Give me a little Wolf's brand, I think. I meant bomb, not bong. I wondered. Bong didn't feel right. That didn't really roll off the tongue very well. Now,
does like the Campbell's soup count for canned?
I do. I don't mind a little Campbell's soup.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Chicken noodle? I'm a child.
I'm not reading that. 8835. Joe, not big on teriyaki, but I love chicken with this brown sauce. I think it starts with a T.
Nope. Wrong, Corey.
I don't know, man. What's unagi? Have you learned? All right, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So, NFL, top 25 players that could be on the move. The Texans are listed as a fit for three. Where do we stand on the Texans and how we want to handle the trade deadline? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. It is basketball season. A minute on Pro Dunk Hoops. They make the highest quality basketball goals you'll find. They're terrific. They're awesome. They're the best. Tempered glass backboard gives you that true, authentic feel. Stainless steel hardware. It's rust-proof, must-have. In Houston, we know. Humidity. It's got a breakaway rim. Why do I need a breakaway rim? Because you're going to throw down some jams. You can lower it all the way down to 5 feet, raise it up to 10 feet. You're going to have a great time. Your significant other is going to have a great time. Your kids are going to have a great time, too. Get them off of the tablets and get them outside playing basketball on their new goal from Pro Dunk. Their accessories, next level, too. LED light kits for night play, backstop nets, pull pad lettering, and lots, lots more. And you can order it all, including professional installation, online at ProDunk.com. That's professional installation at ProDunk.com. That's right. The pros from ProDunk professionally install your goal at the perfect height, perfectly straight. You don't do a thing. The pros at ProDunk are going to do that work for you. So give them a call, 281-351-9822. And right now, if you call ProDunk and mention that you heard Branham talking about this, you're going to receive the lightning adjust drill featured, the height adjustment feature for free. That's the lightning adjust drill powered height adjustment for free. Do you know how much this cost? $249. You know how much it's going to cost you? Nothing, because you mentioned it to Pro Dunk. They're going to install it for you too for free. This thing helps you raise and lower the goals 10 times faster with zero effort. So take advantage of this deal now. Call 281-351-9822. 281-351-9822.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Christian Kirk eats canned corn. Why is he catching strays?
Because he doesn't play.
Yeah. I can't read that. All right. So NFL trade deadline coming up. This texter, we need to make a move on offense. If we could just put up average offensive numbers, we'd win most games. Literally any O-lineman or pass-catching, protecting running back just to give Kaylee benefit of the doubt before we fire him. D'Amico was asked about the trade deadline today, and he's like, I'm just worried about getting better. He was also asked about the trade deadline on Monday, like twice. He's like, I'm just worried about getting better, which I don't like how they're doing these Monday Zoom press conferences and then don't post them on the internet.
Soft.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like it either.
It's a Zoom thing. Like, they're not hiding stuff because they send out the transcripts so we can read them. But I don't like how they're doing that.
They'll probably send it if we ask nicely. But
not, like, why aren't they just sending it anyways?
I agree.
Like, it's a Zoom. Send out the recorded Zoom.
Yeah.
You know?
I totally agree.
Like, send that out with your transcripts. You can watch it here, you know? Come on, Texans.
Especially because sometimes, honestly, more than anything, sometimes I'd like to hear the actual question, not the way they translate the questions.
Yeah, because context matters.
Because a lot of times they really do not put great context in these questions.
No.
They try. They don't do a very good job.
But whenever I hear the like people talk about the tech locally, not necessarily nationally, but locally, like, whoa, should the Texans be buyers? Should they be sellers? Blah, 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 blah. Everybody wants them to be a buyer. Everybody. Maybe it's because of the expectation at the start of the year. Maybe it's the back-to-back division titles. I don't know where you stand on this, Joe. But my feeling today, right now, look, maybe they win back-to-back games before November 3rd. I feel differently. But my thought today, right now, in this moment, I'd rather be sellers than buyers because I don't think they're going anywhere this year.
Yeah, I mean, you can convince me on buying if it's a long-term piece, but those are hard to acquire at this point. Like you know, a running back is not going to be a long-term. Breece Hall is the name that keeps coming up and coming up and coming up. He's a free agent at the end of the year. That's not a long-term investment. You're having to pay that guy immediately. Why would you trade away draft capital when you can just go sign him in free agency, right? It makes no sense. Who are you going to get that's going to come here and be a part of the roster for the long term? So that's why I don't think it makes any sense to buy. So I would sell. You can't sell a lot. You don't got a lot to sell, frankly, at this point. But I would sell at the deadline.
Yeah, I'm on the sell thing, too. And I would push back on the a lot to sell. Like, most teams aren't trading away five pieces. It's not like the Major League Baseball trade.
Yeah, you have, like, one piece to sell.
Yeah, I think you got more than that. I do.
Like, what do you want to sell?
I think you could...
I got the one name, like one player I would trade at the deadline.
I think you could get a late round draft pick for Christian Kirk for a receiver hungry team. Okay. Now he needs to be healthy. He can't be on the IR, which I fear might be coming.
Yep.
But if he comes back and plays this week or next week ahead of the deadline, okay, like I think you can get a sixth from the Steelers. You know, somebody who just desperately needs wide receiver. I think that you could, and look, his cap number is not that big. So that could be a player that you get a late round draft pick for.
Yeah, that's low-level selling.
Yeah, but that helps.
Like, no, it does.
The Texans are going to have a big piece of their cap pie about to be eaten by a very few players because they Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, Jalen Petrie. Nico's not making a ton, but he's making a substantial amount. Who knows what they do with C.J. Stroud. So you're going to have to get production from draft picks. So the more draft picks you have, the better going forward, long-term outlook of the Houston Texans. So Kirk's somebody that you could, I think, get a late-round draft pick for. And then it also allows you to play your younger players. Like, sorry, guys. Like, I'm trading this guy. You have to play the young guys. You got to force to play the young guys. Obviously, I think Danielle Hunter would give you the most value.
Yep.
I think there's the linebackers. You brought up Azeez when we had this conversation a few weeks ago. I think that's a good call. EJ Speed. Like, EJ Speed had 100-and-something tackles last year. If there's a playoff contender that is desperate for linebacker help, I think you can get a late-round draft pick for him. That might be end of list.
Yeah, Daniil's the one that's at the top of my list of the guys I'd move. I think you could maybe do a flip for Autry, potentially, like a late round flip.
Oh yeah, I was going to say him.
Yeah,
because I know he didn't play a lot of defensive snaps. He looked really good.
Yeah, he looked like he's ready to roll.
Which he also might be the best interior defensive lineman against kicks. He almost blocked two extra points and then blocked a field goal. Like, he's almost blocking every single kick whenever he's in the middle of the special teams unit trying to block a kick.
Yeah, I mean, I think Danielle Hunter is the obvious one. I don't know. And the trade ramifications for the cap are always a little bit different than the, like, cutting players. So, like, it just depends on how all that works out. But even then, like, it's probably worth moving on from him if you get a good draft pick in return.
I think so.
Is a third rounder enough?
Yeah, I would do it for third. Like, I love Danielle Hunter, but if you're going to go 5-12 and you're going to need a bunch of draft picks in the future because you're going to be paying a few amount of players, I think that you're going to have to get cheap labor. So, yeah, I would start to consider those things. I don't want him to be a buyer. I really don't. Like, you're trading a fourth for an interior offensive lineman. What would it take to get Breece Hall? Like, what's the cost of that going to be?
I mean, he's a free agent, so like a fifth?
Yeah. Sixth, okay. Fifth, maybe. I would like to win a game, though, before you trade for a Breece Hall. Like, if you're 2-5, how are you trading anything?
Yeah.
Any draft pick for player?
Yeah, it'd have to be a player that's under contract.
Yeah, and those
players aren't available.
They're usually not going to be. Yeah, those players aren't available.
Like, you're almost like that almost turns into like, are you trading a first round pick for a player that's
didn't,
like.
Didn't the Bears do that?
They traded a second.
Who was the player again?
They've done Claypool and Montez Sweat.
I was thinking of Sweat. I forgot about Claypool.
Yeah, bad trade.
What did they trade for Claypool?
The year before.
What pick? What round?
Second rounder.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, yeah.
The Cowboys did it with Mingo.
I know. Oh, I forgot about
that. Yeah, he's hurt.
I think he's coming back, though. Is but he? Not that it really matters.
No.
What about Titus?
Yeah, I would be okay with that.
So, like, you're putting Blake Fisher out there at right tackle.
No, let's take a Blake Fisher.
No, he's your right tackle.
Him. Oh, okay.
He's your right tackle.
No, I wouldn't be okay with trading Titus because his contract situation is about to come up. You probably need an entirely different makeover in the offensive line. And, like, if this season does go sour and you have the eighth pick of the draft, a top 10 pick, late top 10 pick, like, you're not going to draft a guard there. Like, you're going to want a tackle.
Yeah.
You know?
So, like is it okay to trade away a guy that's talking about, you know, being complacent after losing football games? Yes.
He's also wrong, though. Like, no, the Texans' issue against Seattle wasn't that they're complacent. It's because they were inferior.
It's a lazy excuse. Like, it's an excuse for getting your butt kicked.
It's like whenever you lose to your big brother in basketball every single time. Like, well, I got complacent. No, you didn't. He's just better than you. Like, he's just at this stage in both of your lives, they're better. But the Seahawks' defensive line at this stage of the 2025 season just flat out better than the Texans' offensive line. It had nothing to do with complacency. It had everything to do with skill and being good at football and not being good at football.
But yeah, Titus and Daniel Hunter would be the two that I'd be looking at.
Yeah, I like
two big ones.
Trade them all. Yeah. Trade them all. Like, there's very few that I would be like, yeah, you got to keep him. Stingley, Lassiter, the young guys, Bullock even. Stroud, I would obviously keep. Like, you're not trading Stroud either. But no, if a veteran who has, like, a questionable contract situation in the next 2 years, sorry, see ya. I think a little bit of a small rebuild wouldn't be the worst thing that could happen to the Houston Texans. So ESPN, they ranked their trade player, trade candidates, one through 25. And then they also listed a fit for each of these players. The Texans were listed as a fit for three guys. They were listed as a fit for Breece Hall, who we just talked about, Chig Okonkwo, which they do need tight end help. They have Dalton Schultz and a bunch of nobodies. Maybe they're going to get Kate Stover back at some point. We'll see. And then the last player on their list that they had a fit for the Texans is Jerome Ford. So another guy who kind of completes the room, but certainly doesn't level you up.
Yeah, I'm good on all those. I mean, Chig Okonkwo would be a good help for your tight end room, but it just, I mean, they've activated Stover's window.
Did they?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. Like, it's got to be coming up here soon. They said they activated it. Didn't they? They activated when they activated Autry. Okay. So, is he going to play this year? Like, so if he's going to play, then why would you acquire a tight end?
Yeah.
And hard pass on Jerome Ford.
See, I think Ford is better than Dare. Like, if you get Ford for a seventh rounder, why not? Like, he's going to pass catching running back. He's just, like, depth. But it doesn't level you up. Like, does he complete the room a little bit better? Sure. Does he level you up? Absolutely not. Breece Hall levels you up, but at what cost for a team that could be 2-5 come Monday?
Yeah. I mean, they're two games away from the deadline. The deadline's on November 4th. So, like you're going to be – you might be 2-6. Like, you're not acquiring players.
No. That's probably why D'Amico – I mean, D'Amico thinks they're going to be – 4-4 by then.
And I don't know if he would sell. Like, I don't know.
I know.
Like, now, that's where your GM has to have the power.
That's why an owner should be a general manager like Jerry Jones. I'm just kidding.
But Cal and Hannah have to be the ones that, like...
Cal doesn't know that.
Never,
game.
Never.
Like, Cal's gonna call up Casario early in the morning and be like, hey, we need to be sellers.
That's for Cal's opinion on Chicken Conquo.
Cal's going to ask Casario if he wants hot dogs or hamburgers for lunch. And Casario's going to say neither because I'm on a vegan diet.
No, it's if you have Nick Casario wanting to trade Daniel Hunter and D'Amico says no because he doesn't want to make the defense worse, that's where, like, the McNair family has to be the tiebreaker.
Yeah, but do you trust that?
Cal's not a tiebreaker.
You're not like the
he's a mascot.
The McNair family's
well,
not going
to... someone has to break a tie.
It's hopefully Tana.
That's why I said the McNair family.
But do you think that's happening?
Probably not.
Like, because there probably needs to be a mandate from ownership to a general manager, or at least a conversation. Maybe not a mandate. I don't know if I like the word mandate, and I don't like a meddling owner. But you do have to have a general manager that's operating in the best long-term interest of the team. And a lot of times if a general manager feels like his seat is getting hot, he's not going to do that. And we lived it with Bill O'Brien. Like, we lived it with Bill O'Brien where he's making these, you know, win-now moves that were bad moves and had zero interest in the long-term outlook of the Houston Texans because he's fighting for his job. So you do have to have an owner who is, one, able, second, capable, three, competent, to call up the general manager and say, like, hey, what are you thinking here? Okay, either A, that sounds good, or B, I don't like that direction. Mm-hmm. We're 2-6. We need to be selling pieces away. And I don't know if they have the ownership that is capable of doing that.
No, I think they have an ownership group that's going to pick a side before the deadline gets here. And that's are you Team D'Amico or are you Team Caserio? Because that's how they've operated ever since Cal became the primary owner. Yeah. Is they've had a GM, he has the power, so the coach gets fired. Then the coach gets the power, so the GM gets fired. And they've just gone in this cycle over and over again. This is the first time where, in theory, they're in lockstep. But if they were to butt heads here, the McNair family is going to have to make a decision about who's calling the shots.
But it's not even a butt heads thing. Like, because it could very likely be where Caserio and D'Amico are wanting to improve the roster for a team that has zero playoff hopes, or at least a deep playoff run.
Well, then Caserio's a bad GM.
But if you're a GM fighting for your job, I could totally understand it from his shoes. Like, I need to finish with 8 wins, otherwise I'm going to get fired. Whenever, you know, the ownership would be looking at the long-term perspective of the Houston Texans. So you do need it. I don't like a meddling owner, but you do need an owner that can set the general manager right from a long-term approach if they're acting differently. And I'm not sure the Texans ownership is capable of doing that.
No, I think honestly, like, do you trust them? No. This is the same conversation we're going to be having in December about the Houston Astros with, like, Jim Crane. It's like, Dana Brown's in a contract year on
Crane,
a hot seat.
Crane will set you right, though.
No, exactly.
Like, Crane and Fertitta, I don't worry about that, because I know Crane and Fertitta would be like, okay, if we're going to be a losing team, we're going to rebuild. Same thing with Fertitta. Fertitta lived through a little bit of a rebuild early in his ownership. Like, they will set you straight. Crane might meddle too much, but I don't worry about their ownership having a general manager that's running amok and going in the wrong direction. I do worry with the Texans, though. Like, who's making that call? Like, do you trust Cal with that call?
No.
Do you trust Hannah with that call?
No.
Do you trust Kerry McNair with that call?
Nope.
I might trust him because at least he hires Busby. Busby might know what to do. He's got a shark tattoo on his forearm.
That's true, he does.
That's what scares me about the ownership. And, like, also, like, I think Hannah McNair fell in love with winning. You know, like, she became the forefront. She became focal. There's social lights around town. So, like, how is she going to respond whenever they're 5-12?
But that's why it's like they're going to pick a side of who gets, if there was a
conflict. Not at the deadline.
No, if there was a conflict at the deadline between a player like Danielle Hunter, I think they would lean towards D'Amico.
But what if they're on the same page and are wrong? But they're wrong. What if D'Amico and Caserio are sitting here at 3-5 or whatever their record
can be?
Well,
then they're just going to
let them
do it.
And they're like, we're going to buy.
Yeah,
whenever they should be set. That's the fear I have.
Yeah, it's a totally valid fear.
Yeah.
They're just going to do whatever the people that they trust the most. So if they're on the same page, if D'Amico's on the same page with Caserio, because that's my gut tells me, nothing to prove this, is that D'Amico has the ears more than Caserio does.
Sure, but that's not the point that I'm trying to make, though. Because if they do butt heads and disagree, I agree with what you're saying. But my look at this is different, is where they're in agreement on the wrong way which the ownership should go. Whenever, if they're 2-6, they should be selling, whereas Caserio and D'Amico are in agreement that they're going to buy because they both want to win games.
No, I think we're on the same page here, because I think what I'm saying is just whatever D'Amico wants to do, they're going to do. Whether Caserio and him are in lockstep or not, they're going to agree. And that's the problem. Is what you're saying.
Because sometimes you need an owner being like, no, we're not buying.
Yeah.
Sorry. Look, I don't trust you, this team. We're going to sell and worry about the future.
Yeah. We know that when the Bills come here on Thursday Night Football, it's going to be a Bills stadium.
Yeah.
Because, like, we know what the fan base is going to do, too.
Astros former general manager is going back to a World Series. Do we really trust Crane now? I don't know if I trust Crane in terms of, like, hiring general managers. I meant more like I mean, trust him to speak his voice.
To be fair, the Rockies also just turned down, you know, James Clark.
He must be unlikable.
Yeah.
He might be one of the most unlikable people ever. He got fired after winning a World Series. He helps guide another team to a World Series in the worst organization in baseball. It's like, no, thanks. We're
even
good.
Baseball already feels like it's on a weird trajectory this offseason with the Kurt Suzuki hiring in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They gave him a 1-year contract.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Like, that screams Angels think lockout's coming. Huh. Is that the only, like, that's the only reason, right?
Well, do you have to pay a guy through a lockout?
I think you do with the managers.
That's interesting. Maybe that's why Pujols didn't want the job or Torii Hunter. That's weird.
Exactly. Like, a one-year contract for a new manager? Like, the only thing it would be that you have to pay him during a lockout, and they think a lockout's coming in.
That's so bizarre. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Who's your junkie of the day?
Junkie?
I'm trying to do three things at once. ADHD came in play there. 713-780-3776. Who or what is your junkie of the day? Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, they're all back. And Underdog is the best place to get on all the action all basketball season long. I think Texas is the best place to play, too. If you're in Texas, you can play right now on Underdog. And they love to take care of you, too. Listen to this. If you download the Underdog app right now and you sign up with promo code KILLERB, you're going to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. So what are you waiting for? Playing on Underdog is so simple. All you have to do is pick whether or not your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, and more. Give me a game. What game do you want to talk about today? You want to talk about, how about the Spurs in Dallas? Let's talk about that one. Cooper Flagg making his NBA debut. Points, rebounds, assists, 26.5. Do you like the higher or lower there for Flagg in his first ever NBA game? You got Wimby on the other side. Wimby, 24.5 points, higher or lower. See how easy this is? It's so easy. You get your picks right, and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. So what are you waiting for? Download the Underdog app right now. Sign up with promo code KILLERB. You're going to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. Promo code KILLERB, K-I-L-L-E-R-B. Underdog, make picks, win money.
Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD. 97.9 HD2.
Back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Junkie of the day, 713-780-3776. Who is your junkie of the day, Joe?
You know what? Sometimes you just got to give the people what they want. It doesn't make you a good commissioner, Adam Silver, but thank you. Thank you for bringing back the Larry O'Brien trophy on the court during the NBA Finals.
Oh, is he doing that?
It's coming back.
Oh, good.
So, Adam Silver, my junkie of the day.
Second biggest trophy at NBA basketball these days behind the NIT championship.
You're right.
Love the NIT. I can't wait for the NIT.
When do the Rockets NIT games start?
December.
Nice.
I don't know. I just made that up.
I think it's November.
It's probably December.
I think it is December.
Yeah.
That's when big boy basketball begins, baby. My junkie of the day is Brian and Joe. All they do is talk about video games and fantasy football during the break.
We have a great life.
When are they advancing the first round of the college football playoff?
Tonight.
I'm going to trade this guy for this guy.
Joe and I are playing the SEC
championship tonight. UT, hook him.
Tony Vitello, too. Tony Vitello gets it. New manager for the San Francisco Giants.
Good luck, man.
He is a junkie for the pro game. What a move, though.
This is unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
That's the word you're looking for.
It is. I blanked. Brian?
I'll just play the audio.
Are you a big sushi guy?
Love sushi.
Yeah, that's one of our go-tos.
Love sushi. Do you get the raw stuff?
Sometimes. Not as frequently, but...
Have you ever had unagi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a huge unagi guy.
I like the eel.
That's unagi.
Yeah, I know. Is it really?
He said, yeah, I know. Is it really?
Casual.
What do you mean, yeah, I know. Is it really? I didn't catch that part of it.
I
know. Is it really? What in the world?
I mean, Joe wins, right? Joe wins.
He said, I know. Is it really? Joe's the winner.
Joe is.
So much worse than I thought it was.
Destination 2026 at 6, Comcast at 7, Mike Elko at 8, and Hall of Fame coming up at 9. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Good night.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.